this week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Right, for the first time in 2025 here on the Sweet Spot, it is the NIT break as we broadcast live from the Surf Pro First Responder Bowl at Gerald J. Ford Stadium on the beautiful campus of SMU as North Texas and Texas State are less than half an hour away from kickoff. We will mix with the hard line with Why Today Doesn't Suck coming up in just a little bit. But no Monty today. He'll be back on Monday. So we throw it to David Mino to take us through the best of the rest, not just this week, but through the entire dry dock period.
Thank you, Sean. We also welcome Matt McLaren in, who will be hanging out.
All right, eat him up. Let's go.
Wearing his Texas State alumni hoodie.
He was so pissed that they couldn't do just the sip with beer.
I couldn't believe
today,
it.
So he went.
I had to go and drink water.
Drinking a ton of water. But yes, we have seven candidates today. I think that is a all-time high because we were off the air for damn near a month, and I had to narrow this down to seven. Like, we probably had, like, 14 or so.
You had to do some whittling?
I did. Spent some time this morning cutting it down to seven bangers. So let's start with candidate number one. This is DJ. Work in progress. Had a bunch of fill-in time over the break.
Sure.
And there's something with Will Connerly. Now, Bob didn't know his name. We refer to him as the ticket tight end because he's about 6'5", 230 or so. He's built like a tight end.
Yes, he is a good blocking
and
tight end.
Gorgeous. He's a good-looking dude.
Sure.
Nobody knows his name. And DJ
did
not know his name.
That's the Ticket Ticker. I'm Will Connerly on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Thank you, Connor.
Slash Will.
Connor?
Yeah, I was thinking of Will Connerly, and I called him Connor. That's what you get 2 days after New Year's Eve. Good morning, everybody. 5:35 on the ticket.
Oh, that's right at the top of the show.
Any kind of... Maybe he looks like a Connor.
I can see that.
There is a Connor that works at the station, to be fair.
Yes, there is.
The great Connor Caldwell.
Yeah, he does not do tickers.
Very solid board off.
Not at all. So.
They couldn't look more opposite.
Yeah.
That's true.
Thank you, Connor.
And also referring to it as 2 days after New Year's Eve is kind of funny. You could just say yesterday was New Year's Day, 2 days from New Year's Eve.
Interesting.
So there's candidate number one, DJ. Candidate number two is Mark Elfenbein. Now, Sod and Elf were filling in for the Musers, the mountain of that show. And the Musers are a machine, especially on Friday.
Oh,
going
yeah.
from the e-brake, you've got scatter shooting. It just, they don't even have to think. It just works. Now, when we've filled in for them before. It's a difficult job. Sod was handling scatter shooting this morning.
Okay.
With the joke at the end. And Elf, he stepped on the joke.
All right.
And finally, we were talking about gift giving and gifts and everything. I got my wife a lot of dumb gifts, and she told me that if I got her another dumb gift for Christmas, that she would burn it.
Okay,
so
hold on. What was a dumb gift?
Hold on.
Don't ruin it.
So, because she told me not to get her a dumb gift, I got her a candle. It would have gone a lot better if you hadn't interrupted me, Elf.
That went great.
My deepest apologies.
And that is scatter shooting. The funny thing is, I even told Elf the joke. He laughed at it, so he knew it was coming, and he still interrupted it. Coming up next.
So Sod even spoiled the joke beforehand.
Okay, and Sod is like one of the nicest, most genuine humans. So to hear him actually get pissed off at anybody on the air is great.
That was awesome.
Well done, Elf.
And that's a segment, like when we've done it, and you handle scatter shooting, me and Justin are just like, all right, we're gonna let Sean cook here.
Yes.
We'll react a little bit at the end. But basically it's Craig or it's Sean, it's Sod, whoever. They just do the whole thing.
Yep.
So yes, that is Elf, candidate number two. Candidate number three is our buddy Ham, our full-time board op.
Ham.
Now, Ham will...
Sweet, sweet Ham.
He'll have a misspeak every now and then. This
really?
Was during fill-in. This was just either... I think this must have been yesterday. he misspoke when delivering a news story.
Maybe he was just shooting off fireworks.
Yeah, it's not very good at it.
And it wasn't good at it.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, I got to open my trunk?
Yeah, just,
oh,
the order is so complicated on how to execute.
I light them outside the vehicle. Oh,
Damn it.
But yeah, the FBI said that once they determine the proper identity of the individual, they will then move to their second objection, which is determine whether or not this was an act of terrorism or not.
Objection?
Objection?
Objective.
Website said objection.
The ham of that news organization. That's close enough.
Upon further inspection, it says objective.
I kind of thought so.
Yeah, that's weird. They put that. Oh, I put that.
Anyways, there are many genius elements to work in progress, but having ham do news is questionable, but in its own way, genius.
There's either an e-break or an NIT break every week.
Literally every week.
And it's
yes.
Awesome. We love ham. So there's ham as candidate number three. Number four, this isn't really an e-break, but it made me laugh. And it's Killer reading a 40-liner, and he just either... He just falls asleep in the middle of this 40-liner.
It's Killer.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text the word monkey to 22126 for your chance to win a $250 gift card to Monkey Sports, your go-to for the best baseball, hockey, and lacrosse equipment. Mention The Ticket at checkout to unlock an exclusive 20% discount on anything in the store. Visit Monkey Sports Store... Monkey Sports Superstore in Allen. Monkey Sports, where athletes shop.
I read an article.
Okay, and they get right it back to Killer. Killer just kind of gets hit with a trank gun.
Oh, can I hear the very beginning of that? The very beginning set me over the edge. I love it.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Text the word monkey to 22126 for your chance to win a $250 gift card to Monkey Sports, your go-to for the best baseball, hockey, and lacrosse equipment.
Oh, man.
Mention The Ticket at checkout to unlock an exclusive.
Let's have monkey. We need Killer saying text the word monkey.
I love
play it all the time.
We have Killer and EA regularly reading 40-liners. I don't ever want that to go away.
It sounded better.
He's getting the word monkey.
Text the word monkey. Just that alone, I'm like, okay, I have to play this for no other reason.
So good.
It just makes me laugh. All right, candidates 5, 6, and 7 is all Norm.
Oh,
Norm had some run during dry dock. He filled in for us, which sounds very weird to say.
For 2 weeks.
2 weeks he was in 1 to 3. And he also did the Normathon, which is awesome. This first one, I believe he was in with us. He brought back Meatheads. He was with Eli Jordan this day.
Okay.
We don't get as many Norm jokes, his sense of humor on the station anymore because he's retired.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't lost his fastball with his sense of humor.
Okay, one vote for the bear and one vote for the guano. Ham.
That's funny.
Yeah,
too.
Give me the Batman with the munchies.
Oh, that's two bats. Two bats and one bear. Well, you get a vote, don't you?
If you'll allow it?
No, I'm going to allow it because I'm going to put this squarely on you. I'm going to take the bear, so you have to make the deciding.
Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, as meat-heady as bear falls on head, I think it's actually dumber to have died from bat guano inhalation, so I'm going to go with bat guano, guys.
Can't disagree with you, though this is yet one more example of the fact that this has been a bad year for the Bears.
Oh, gosh.
College football next.
This is Sports Radio.
We all saw that play develop.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, no.
As soon as he mentioned Bears, I'm like, okay. Yeah. He's going to make a joke. He's going to end the segment. He's a Hall of Famer. He knows what he's doing.
But he doesn't check out of the play,
No, he just runs it right into the teeth of the defense. Candidate number 6, also Norm. This was at the Normathon. This was, I believe he was returning from break. He's talking about all the auction items, how great of a day it is. And then he gets distracted by food.
Projector, 106-inch projector screen. Subwoofers, receivers. I don't have any idea what a subwoofer is. In-ceiling speaker. And regular installation. That's more than a $10,000 value. Right now it's a $3,100. The lunch with Lee Trevino. This is at Sevy's, the fantastic restaurant at Preston and Northwest Highway. You have your own private room for your lunch. Your party of 8 plus Lee Trevino. to just have a great time talking to Lee, which we'll do later this afternoon. That right now is at $2,000. Good heavens, that's a $15,000 experience. Ah, thank you, Cole. Just got a BLT and curly fries delivered from Lab 23, the kitchen here. Yes, they've got a restaurant inside the event center. Okay, but I digress.
I saw that happen in person, and it was magic.
Was it a beautiful? It sounded like a beautiful sandwich.
It was a beautiful sandwich.
There's Norm and his BLT.
There's a couple in there, because, like, what are you doing with Lee Trevino?
Yeah, what are you doing behind closed doors in a private room?
Man, come on. And Norm not knowing what a subwoofer is, yeah. is kind of,
I don't even know
kind
what
of
that
on
is.
Brand. Yeah. Like, okay, oh, that was good. I'm just going to read this. We will give it away. So there is Norm, and also, I think I saved the best for last
okay.
year. I won't be called for tampering. I love this. This was Norm during the Normathon. He was talking to Troy Aikman. And now when we're on remotes, we don't have them today, but Killer got this new technology where we have our own cough buttons now
yeah.
on remotes. And it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. So we can just kind of turn our mics off in the breaks, or if we need to cough, clear our throat on the air, we can just hit a button, turn the mics back on. I guess these were at Normathon.
They were.
Norm had his cough button stuck when talking to Troy Aikman and couldn't get it back.
Oh, no.
My expectation is that Mike McCarthy will be back as the head coach. The staff will be back. Maybe there's some subtle changes. I'm not sure about that. And then they've got to address some of the holes that they have within the roster and then get these guys that are going to be back healthy.
God.
1 second, Troy, as we try to reconnect with Norman.
Tyler to the rescue.
All right, we'll hit a quick break, Troy, and we'll try to get Norm back on with you in just 1 second.
Okay.
The Cowboys.
Oh my God.
It is amazing. Just think of the panic with Tyler.
Troy didn't say a thing.
No.
And he wasn't here. He was just sitting there.
Like, we're having some issues.
Norm? Hello, Norm?
Oh, my gosh.
God,
were you there for that, too?
No, Sean? No, that was earlier in the day. I was there in the afternoon.
That's funny.
I was there for Pat Green.
Oh.
I heard that he was...
I didn't have any...
He was there.
He was on point.
I heard he was enjoying himself.
Yep.
We might have to review that next week or something. But there are your seven candidates. Is it DJ not knowing Will Connerly's name? Is it Elf stepping on sod, scatter shooting joke? Is it Ham's objection? Is it Killer making me laugh with a 40-liner, or is it Norm? Is it Norm, or is it Norm? Let's start our voting back at the mothership. Let's start in the newsroom with Lando or Baldy.
Okay, that's mean.
Just go ahead, Baldy.
It's a new year. Be nice to Lando.
Okay, sorry.
I got to go with Angry Sod. It makes me laugh.
So that is one vote for Elf. Jay King for a day.
Give me the BLT sandwich.
Okay. We got a bunch of winners. This is a tough week. Crayon?
Considering how hard Ham laughed at the bear joke, I got to go with Norm making a bear's joke.
Okay, Norm. 1-1-1. Let's return to Gerald J. Ford Stadium and go to our guest picker, guest picker, Matt McLaren.
It's great to be here with you guys. The one that got me the most was Norm's BLT.
Dang, okay, two votes for Norm's BLT.
You had subwoofer, Lee Trevino, and BLT in one cut.
Strong. With curly fries.
Very important vote, Sean.
I think I'm going to side with Lando. Anytime Sod gets that pissed off, especially at Elf, I have to vote for it. So that's a second vote for Elf.
Okay, so it's down to me. So we have Elf with two votes, Norm's bear joke with one, and Norm's BLT with two. I'll break the vote. I'm going with Elf stepping on Sod's vote.
Yes.
So that is Mark Elfenbein winning the dry dock edition of the NIT break. Jay, do you have your current NIT standings?
On the list I do not see Mark Elfenbein's name on here. So that looks like that is his first NIT break.
Congratulations to Mark Elfenbein.